Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Gelling.
Now, Jesus is waiting for you to follow him throughout your life. Then, at the end of it all, he'll take you to heaven.
If you're a person who always keeps their word, then you are rare. Keeping your word just doesn't seem to have the weight it once did.
It seems nowadays the concept of always doing what you said you'd do is laid aside for convenience's sake. When a person agrees to do something, it all too often means when I get around to it, or maybe if I haven't got other things to do, or other places to go.
It's not as if the person who promises something expects you to hold them to it. They just don't like to say no, and so you are too often left hanging and wondering, will they or won't they?
It's a generational thing, I believe. In long gone days, a handshake often sealed a bargain, and in my parents' day, your word was your bond. To break your word meant you weren't to be trusted.
Oh, my parents taught me that if you made a promise to someone, you must do everything possible to follow through.
Today we sign multi-page contracts when we buy a house, a car, or even a mobile phone. And there are still those who look for ways to break a contract and renege on their promises.
I've noticed that not many use the RSVP on invitations anymore because many people just won't commit themselves if they think something better might come along. Maybe now it's only weddings and parties where people will stand by their word because of the promised enjoyment.
That's right. But at least I know I can count on you and you can count on me. And perhaps we can count on a few close friends. However, I won't hold my breath with some other folk who have let us down in the past, not to mention tradesmen who've absolutely promised to turn up for a job, and they don't.
You know, we're not including extenuating circumstances. They can't be helped. But the most helpful thing in that case is to contact the person and let them know why you couldn't fill what was promised.
So, aren't you glad God isn't like that? He always fulfills his promises. We read so many times throughout the Holy Bible that everything God told mankind he would do came to pass. Not one of his promises has ever failed.
That's right. It comforts me when I think of one in John chapter 14, where Jesus tells us he is preparing a place in his Father's house for us. My eternal destiny hangs on that promise.
I can also be a witness to the fact that throughout my whole life, God has never failed me once. Sure, I've seen hard times, but he promised he would be with me and strengthen me, and he's always come good on his promises. He's relieved me of burdens of guilt and taken my worries on his shoulders. What a saviour.
I honour the Lord in that he always says what he means and means what he says. It's a waste of mental effort to doubt him. Oh yes, we humans are full of doubts about whether God really cares for us as individuals, but we need to come to him and trust him with our life, just like the trust a child places in an adult who knows the dangers up ahead. We need to remember this: God makes sure his promises are fulfilled in the lives of believers, his children.
Today we're offering a free booklet entitled The Man You Must Confront. Simply write to us at Vantage Point, Box 101 Moorbank, New South Wales 2170, or contact us via the website communicationradio.com. And remember, Jesus Christ is God's answer to your every need.